The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health. Today we're going to be talking about Kingston Eats, which is a community-wide campaign that cultivates a culture of health and wellness by bringing together residents from across the city through food-related activities with the goal of making healthy food fun. And that sounds really good, the food and the fun. So we have with us two very special guests. They are Nanette Warner. Nanette works for Cornell Cooperative Extension in Ulster County as a school coordinator for the Creating Healthy Schools and Communities grant. She has a master's degree in nutrition from Kansas State University, and she loves teaching how to engage children in learning about and exploring food so they become competent eaters. Our other guest is Tracy Snyder. Tracy works at Family of Woodstock as the program manager for nutrition and physical activity. She has I don't know what the CDA is, but she'll tell us what that is. She's also a certified yoga instructor and specializes in children who have experienced trauma and is also an infant sleep consultant. So welcome, Nanette and Tracy.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's good to have you. And Nanette, you're a returning guest, so it's good to have you again. So let's start with at the beginning. What is Kingston Eats and what is its purpose?
So like you had said, Kingston Eats is a citywide campaign that highlights one fruit and one vegetable a month. And the purpose is really to just have fun with fruits and veggies and get folks excited about them, talking about them, and hopefully trying something new or eating, you know, something they may not have ever eaten before.
Mm-hmm. And it started out as a pilot program, as I understand it. So how was that structured and what were some of the successes of that?
So we piloted it back in the fall from September through November. In September, we were highlighting peppers. So we started out just with vegetables. We were highlighting peppers. And then in October, we did kale and collards. In November, it was carrots. And it really started with a garden-based education program called Plan to Learn, which is supporting some of our elementary schools in Kingston. And they have a Vegetable of the Month program. And I thought it was just absolutely fantastic. And I wanted to see it in all of the elementary schools, even if they didn't have a garden. So I worked with the food service director, and we were able to start putting it on the monthly lunch menus and the fresh fruit and vegetable program menu. And then I brought it to the Creating Healthy Schools and Communities team, and I said, can we do this citywide? And we all agreed, yes. So Tracy, who works for our early care and education centers, you can talk about how you expanded it to them too.
Oh, yeah. So this has been such a success and so much fun. So I've been bringing in we'll start with the peppers. I brought them into daycares and preschools, and we did actual cooking activities where we made things using the peppers. And the kids also got to try the different peppers. We did a little chart where they got to pick, did they like the red, the yellow, or the orange one the best? And they all got a sticker that, you know, with peppers on it, and it said, I tried it. And the, you know, criteria for trying it kind of depends on the age of the child. I mean, we have some kids who are just the idea of tasting a vegetable is just inhumane to them. So we say, you know, just touch it on your lip, just touch your tongue to it and see. And usually, you know what, once they take a taste of that pepper, they're going to eat it. It's, you know, once they get past the whole thing. But it's just been so much fun with the kids. And a lot of them are a lot more adventurous with food than adults, I'm finding.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I know when my daughter was little, she try. She'd eat almost anything I gave her, just like my dog. But now, now it's just like, Dad.
Even in the elementary schools, you see some hesitancy, but the more you do it with the students, like the taste testing and just food exploring and making it fun rather than like putting pressure on them, the more likely they are to eat it. And Tracy's really fantastic at engaging them with like different cooking activities and stuff. So that is just like makes all the difference in the world. Another big success we had back in the fall was we had the Kingston Farmers Market participating too. So they got a lot of their vendors to make specials. So I remember walking through the farmers market in September and smelling these freshly roasted peppers. Like you could smell it from like blocks away. It was amazing. I think that was Long Season Farm doing that. So that was just a huge success having them on as partners. And we also got Rondout Valley Growers Association to partner with the school district to start getting more locally sourced vegetables and veggie of the month on the menu, which has been a huge success.
That's so cool. So fast forwarding to 2024, what has changed? I know the name has changed. Maybe you can talk about that a little bit and what the new things are.
So in the fall, we piloted Kingston Eats Veggies, really highlighting just, you know, one or two veggies. And now, you know, in the winter, we kind of took a break and regrouped. And after getting feedback from the community, we decided to add in a fruit of the month as well. So that's why we changed from Kingston Eats Veggies to simply Kingston Eats. And through that, we also started to pilot you know, a related project called Kingston Cooks. And that is culinary workshops we host at the Andy Murphy Neighborhood Center quarterly, which has just been fantastic. We've done that twice so far, and we have an upcoming workshop in June.
Yes, June 13th. I'm doing a Cooking with Tots workshop, and we're going to be making a garden salad with a homemade raspberry vinaigrette and a mixed berry cobbler. And it's for children ages 18 months to 5 years. Obviously, they have to come with at least one parent. It's a free event, but you do have to pre-register because there are limited seats. And, you know, I hope you'll check us out because it is a lot of fun. And you'll find that even little toddlers can cook in the kitchen.
Wow. Can you make a
perfect workshop because we're highlighting our veggie, which is lettuce, and the fruit, which is berries, which are not only delicious, but very toddler friendly.
Tracy, is there any way I could sneak into that and you can make an exception? That sounds really good.
For you, yes, we'll make an exception for you. You come on in and cook
sounds
with us.
That's great.
Absolutely.
So Tracy, tell us how this is connected to the daycare centers, to the early child centers. How do they participate?
Well, this all kind of started with a grant that we're working with under creating healthy schools and communities. So there was a huge issue with children who are obese in early childhood education. And the last numbers that I saw was about a year ago, so it may have even gone up since then, but 3 out of 5, 4 and under are obese. So really a scary number when you think about it. And the problem is that there's a lot of screen time and not enough play time. So how the early childhood centers and daycares are getting involved is I go in and I do physical activities with the children. I do a lot of cooking activities, and I also started gardening with them about a year ago so they could make the connection where the healthy food comes from, and they're more likely to try it too if they're going to grow it. And now we're moving it forward a little bit, making it a little more involved, where some kids want to try canning and pickling the things that they've grown. So come September, it's going to be a whole new ball game, I think. And it's really fun and very satisfying to see little children so excited about healthy food.
Yeah, that's really wonderful. And, you know, we had Dr. Jan Ponson from Yale University's Child Study Center on the topic of how social media is affecting children's health and mental health. And it was really eye-opening. And, you know, there's more and more research showing, you know, that you know, spending 5+ hours of time in front of a screen is just not the healthiest thing in the world.
Yeah. For sure. And actually, I mean, it does get off the subject a little bit, but another very frightening fact, they're actually finding that children's necks are growing because of being, you know, like, you know, their head down all day long. And they're showing that by the time they're reaching their teens, they may have as much as, you know, an extra inch added onto their neck. I mean, think about it. We're changing biologically because of, you know, screens. Mm-hmm. It's really a scary thing. Kids need to be outside.
Yeah. And time in nature and being connected to food and being connected mm-hmm. to others socially, like in person, which social media is not a substitute for actual socialization. So it's really important. So let's talk more about this really great program. It's really fun and exciting. But first, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. And we'll be back after these words.
Westchester Medical Center Health Network's new Health Alliance Hospital is open in Kingston at 105 Mary's Avenue. The new hospital delivers on WMC Health's commitment to provide access to advanced healthcare right here in this community. Our comfortable and welcoming new Health Alliance Hospital has highly skilled doctors, nurses, and staff. We are ready to make your healthcare experience the best it can be. Here are just a few of the services ready to take care of you and your loved ones when you need us. A new emergency department with 24/7 triage for behavioral health needs, life-saving advanced cardiology programs, family birth center, private rooms, precise imaging technology, critical care support. And later this year, our inpatient psychiatry program will be reestablished to complement existing emergency and outpatient programs. Go to hahv.org for information. That's hahv.org.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family. Things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You joined because you were not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Animals are languishing in U.S. shelters, especially dogs who look a certain way. These dogs are just as deserving of loving homes as any type of dog, which is why we decided to help them get out of kennels. Join the thousands of supporters of our mission to help us expand our national reach and proudly place more dogs from kennels into their forever homes. To learn more about our mission, please visit us at kenneltocouch.org.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on Magic 92.5 WGHQ.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and today we're talking about Kingston Eats, which is a community-wide campaign that cultivates a culture of health and wellness by bringing together residents from across the city through food-related activities and with the goal of making healthy food fun. Our guests are Nanette Warner, who works at Cornell, Cooperative Extension, and Tracy Snyder, who's with Family of Woodstock. So Nanette and Tracy, before the break, we were talking about all the great things about the program, how it got started, how it's evolved. And we talked to you, Tracy, about how it's manifests in the childcare, daycare setting. Nanette, how is this happening in the schools?
briefly mentioned before that we were able to work with the food service director and get the veggie of the month on the school menu. And he's fantastic to work with. And what he's doing is really on the menu itself, he highlights and says, this is our veggie of the month. This is our fruit of the month. And if he's able to, he's been working to get it locally sourced, which is really exciting. The more, fresh produce we can get, that's grown locally. There's just so many proven benefits to not only our health, but to the environment and just raising awareness about all the farmers that we have in this area and putting money back into our local economy. So yeah, that's been really great. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say when I was in supervisor in Marbletown, the Roundout Valley School, Central School District did a lot of work in the elementary schools with bringing gardens. And I think there's something about participating in growing the food and preparing the food and eating the food and working with your friends to do that. Just, I think it enhances just appreciation of what food is and why it matters so much to all of us. You know, it's really, it's a great activity for kids. So what are some of the, you talked about some of the activities that are going on in Kingston and in the schools and child care centers. What are some other things that you're really excited about?
In the schools, at one elementary school, JFK, they have a very robust Veggie of the Month program. And so this just last week, we celebrated spinach, which is May's Veggie of the Month, with our second annual Spinach Fest. And this was an after-school event where families and students came, and we had volunteers from their wellness committee making garlicky sautéed spinach, spinach pesto, and spinach smoothies. And it was so fun to see all of the students with their parents. So at JFK, the students are really used to all the taste tests that we do, but it was fun to see the parents' reactions as they're eating handfuls of raw spinach so excitedly. And the parents are looking at them like, who is this child? But like you were saying, like they go outside and garden. And so I think that really just, like you were saying, like helps them have a connection to their food and really know where food comes from, which I feel like is a problem with a lot of not only children, but adults not knowing how food is grown or produced.
Right. It doesn't just show up in the supermarket. So do you find, just out of curiosity, do you find that the program has introduced parents to vegetables that they might not have had as part of their culture or part of their, you know, their family meal planning or what have you?
Absolutely. And I think that sometimes there's a hesitancy for parents to buy new vegetables if they're not sure their kids are going to eat it, because fresh produce is so expensive these days. So they're afraid it's going to go to waste. But if their kid comes home with like a sticker that says, I tried it, it opens up a conversation and they're like, oh, what did you try? And they might say like, I tried spinach and I liked it, which gives them more incentive to actually go out and buy it, even if it's something that they don't traditionally eat.
Mm-hmm. And does that include helping them to be aware of ways to cook it or how to cook it, whatever? Because I know that that's I go on the New York Times cooking. I have a subscription and I see all these magnificent recipes, but then I put that up against my skills, you know, I mean, being able to shop for them and find them. And that's more, it's more exotic in this case, but still there's, you know, there is a barrier, I think, to lack of familiarity and maybe perceived lack of skill in how to cook these things in an appealing way.
I know I try to share really simple recipes in our monthly newsletter that I send out with the schools, so that, you know, recipes help build confidence, especially if it's very simple. But what's even better is if they have hands-on experience, mm-hmm. which, you know, that's why we decided to do these quarterly cooking workshops, because it's very, very hands-on for families to hopefully try something new. and build that skill set.
Right. And also, you know, they don't always have to cook something in a traditional way. Like with spinach, when I went out to daycares, I was doing something called monster muffins. And it was really just a banana muffin that had no sugar. It was sweetened with honey. And what made them green was the spinach. And it all went into a blender together, and the kids were so excited, and they thought it was the coolest thing. So, which is another way of showing parents, look, like, you don't have to throw spinach on a plate in front of your kid and say, here you go, eat it. It can be disguised, you know, as the monster color in a muffin, and they're getting all the nutrients, and they don't even know it. So yeah. There's a lot of different aspects to it.
Yeah, creativity. And kids are fairly open to, you know, fun things like that. So which veggie or fruit of the month that's coming up are you particularly excited about? Anyone in particular?
Well, I know Nanette's excited about one in particular.
I am so excited. In August, we're going to be highlighting tomatoes. And to me, there is nothing better than a freshly grown tomato that you just pick from your garden that's been warm in the sun. Like the flavor is completely different than, you know, a store-bought tomato you get in January. So I'm really excited to see that. And I know that, you know, that's the time when you see a lot of restaurants making a bunch of different specials with tomatoes. It's always so yummy.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, you know, I have a small garden raised bed because where I live, the soil is really rocky and scrubby, and I have mixed results with my garden. You know, I do okay with it, but it's just always okay. It's never great, but I'm learning a little bit more each year. So it's really great. And you're absolutely right. There's nothing like that. So, what are the plans for Kingston Eats in the future? Where do you see it going in the next year or two?
Well, we're hoping to continue with our quarterly cooking workshops, and they're so much fun. And even like after we're all done cooking, we all sit down and eat together family style. So you make some new friends too while you're there, which I think, you know, it's important. It's a community thing. So it's really a lot of fun.
Really excited to continue doing those as well. We had a planning meeting with some of the local farmers to really try and align our schedule with the growing season, which again, we tried to do for this past year, but in the winter months, it's really tricky because there's not much growing in, January and February. So we met with some of the local growers, and in the winter months, we're doing more, highlighting more storage crops. And really trying to just align with their growing schedule going forward so that they can even start planning ahead to plant enough so that, like, maybe the school could purchase really in bulk from them so that it's kind of like a win-win situation where they know they have a guaranteed buyer in the future. So that's very exciting.
And agriculture is... They used to be the number one industry in Ulster County. Now tourism is, but they're still way up there. A lot of folks and a lot of jobs. So in the 2 minutes we have left, can you tell us about the Creating Healthy Schools and Communities program that you touched on? And then we'll go to where listeners can get more information.
Absolutely. So Creating Healthy Schools and Communities is a Department of Health funded grant, a New York State Department of Health funded grant. That really looks at policy systems and environmental changes. So think like big picture changes in physical activity and nutrition in schools throughout the community and in early education centers.
Where can listeners go for more information about anything that we've talked about today, and how do they reach out?
Well, they can reach me via email at tsnyder. It's TSNYDER at familyofwoodstockinc.org, or they can call me at my office, 845-331-7080.
And they can reach me through email at nw293@cornell.edu. And you can also visit the livewellkingston.org blog site to see more about, read more about Kingston Eats in particular.
Well, this is amazing. So Nanette and Tracy, thank you for the work that you and your colleagues do on behalf of our community and our kids and keeping everyone healthier and having fun and enjoying food and understanding food. So thank you so much. We really appreciate your work and effort. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.